上呢，我们是啊，结缘开始新梅法师。
This evening we'll have Reverend 新梅。
首先顶你根本神事，师尊师母。
First homage to the lineage guru, Grand Master 师母 all masters, reverends, fellow disciples. How do you do?
沈老今天又跟大家研究什么话题好呢？在座有根本上师、大牌的上师、早上师、法师，还有每天精进修法的众大德同门。所以我不能用三座沙洲来过关，为什么呢？我不能充当我自己开悟。我想到有一个很有趣的问题。
I thought of a very interesting question.It's about repenting. He collected a lot of karma from previous lives and have been in the infinite rebirths. And it is very difficult to become a Buddha. It has been said that it takes three kalpas to become a Buddha. So the fact that we encountered a tantric dharma.
我记得看到一本书。
The interpreter. Just couldn't hear clearly.
的故事。据说从前有一些修道。
There was a story about a cultivator.
当他知道他离世的因缘，然后他用。
When he knew about his previous lives,
跟某某人在某某地有因果未了，好了，他就跑到某地。
That someone there's in a certain place has some karmic relation.
He been 跑到。
Then he would go there and kill him. He would go there and meet this person.
就被那个因果。先前忽然带路，就动手把他了断。
And
我看到这一段
，He finished him off, finished the karma off。
给我想到很不可思议，因为在我学佛之中，不是说
In my studying Buddhism。I had the question, isn't it, can we eradicate the karma through cultivation? Don't we understand about karma?
不能受到制裁，所以令人觉得要请佛是不容易的。
So I always feel that it is difficult to supplicate the Buddha.
这样快点请佛吗？
We just follow the causes and conditions to invoke the Buddha and to break off from the unceasing karma.
So
we met Grand Master and hope that can learn a few methods to cultivate and to stop our bondage to the karma. So I hope that we can have attainments soon
and
that would attain Buddhahood soon. I apologize for this.
首先呢，我们用最虔诚的心。
So now let's use our most sincere heart and visualize homage to our Lineage Street Guru, Living Buddha Lien Seng, and all Two Buddha School Lineage Gurus, and all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Herukas, Dhammapalas, and to be grateful for their blessings for the practice this evening. Grand Master, Sumu, all Masters, Dharma Educators, Dharma Teachers, and the Disciples, everybody over the internet, how do you do?
还有网络前的朋友啊，同门，大家好。
And all fellow disciples and friends watching over the internet, how do you do?
看到来自世界各地的同门。
This evening we saw people coming from all over the world, arriving in Seattle a few days early in attending the grand.Autumn ceremony for the Hevajra Dharma transmission and empowerment. And that is a very auspicious and a wonderful event. And here I would like to welcome all of you to come to the Seattle Temple. This evening we practice Medicine Buddha as the primary deity. As we practice Medicine Buddha, so I would like to use this opportunity to talk about how to cultivate in order to change our own karma and our habitual tendencies and to increase our own merits and fortune. Okay, I must have mentioned that in Taiwan, almost every household would worship the earth god, the Mazu, and all the different traditional or custom deities. That's called the traditional faith. And today I would like to call the traditional healing or medicine. When you're sick, then you would find a doctor. So when your life or your family or your career has problems, then when you can't solve it, then you would go to different religions or faith to ask for help. So in religion, then we walk from the result, the fruit ground toward the cause ground. So Grandmaster Living Buddha Lien Seng covered from the most basic to the most profound. And in his over 200 books, exposed all the pith instructions without reserve. So it is most suited for cultivators of the today's world. And it is as if the same as preventative medicine in the medicine world, in the medical world. So in the religious world, it is we start from the causal ground, walking toward the result ground, or the fruition ground. So can you close the door? So sometimes when we try to solve an illness, we cannot solve that, and we instead have other illnesses as an effect. In the past, it wasn't very convenient, so every household would have a medicine box that has all different kinds of medicine. And then gradually they have some medical clinics. Till today, we have many big hospitals. So like what Grandmaster said, because of the changes of the infrastructures of the society, but the more developed we are, the sick people do not decrease, but they need more medicine.
发生了再来治疗, 医好了这个病呢,
so,
会引起另外三个病,
if you cure the illness after you get sick, then you may cure one sickness. So, although the hospital is getting more and more, but the illness is also getting more. And the religious world is the same, it's becoming more entrepreneurial and more like businesses. And that's because of the society today. And if you make it mundane and accessible to the mundane, then it would be easier to attract the sentient beings toward the Buddhist path. So that the Buddhas are afraid of creating the causes, but sentient beings are afraid of the retributions or the results. So the dualisms of compassion, of skillful means, and the wisdom.
师尊只是因为出世化才能证得道果, 所以,
Grand Master used the worldly means in order to lead us toward the fruitions.
生活在现代社会里,
so living in today's society, we need to be in it, but without being affected by the circumstances.
例如, 再一次,
for example,
我们的大法会结束,
in our grand ceremony after it's finished, someone with a highly educated attending, and Grand Master's show of transcendental power has been done, and that person said he didn't see it.
大家都看到了，也都也参与了。
So maybe you may not be able to see the intangible ones, but a lot of people have seen the tangible ones. He still could not understand. And a dragon vest who cost $200 because of Grandmaster, it became $300,000. If that's not a transcendental power, what would that be? But he was still deleted. That's an auction. That's not transcendental power. Actually, transcendental power occurs in nature or naturally. So we need to change starting from our own habitual tendencies. That a lot of disasters start from our mouths or from our words. So each of our destiny is different. But the benefit of practicing to Buddha Tantra not only with our wisdom and with our heart and mind, from our conduct and from our words, step by step, we arrive at the other shore. There's a disasters of disasters coming up from the mouth. There's a lady, a wife, who would like to have a party and invited a lot of people, and there's someone that did not arrive. People that should not be here are here, and people that that are expected are not here. So people who are there, they left. So he said, people who should not left, they left. And people who shouldn't leave, they left. And people who should leave do not leave, and everybody left. So because of this, it is with one cause, it resulted in many effects. So in our cultivation, we have to watch our conduct from our action and our words. And we have to do things from our hearts, not on the superficial level.
And
talking from the causal ground toward the fruition ground. Someone in the Saha world, as soon as you open your hearts, open your eyes, they have to face all different temptations. And Two Buddha Dharma teaches us to use our wisdom to see through everything.
转移，而不是
we can
传统的
wholeheartedly transform and not just endure
自己的习性和行
traditionally
行为
but adjusting our own habitual tendencies and our conduct
会发生
for example today if we are to have accident and we know that that's the fault of the other party and because we have this faith we change our own attitude so that the other party do not get angry and would feel bad about it and then in the cause and effect we can change the big problems into small problems and small problems into no problems and if someone has a bad attitude and you have sympathy over him and you treat him nicely one time or two times and then he would be influenced by it or before you do something and with the law of cause and effect and you remind yourself then you would not violate it What let, I have a vivid memory that after Grandmaster got out of living of seclusion at the Rainbow Temple, which is the Rainbow, Grandmaster have said a very short sentence, don't love too deeply. At that time, it was very shocking to me because I had a great insight from it because this can help us counter the greed, delusion, and anger. And in his 200 books, Grandmaster mentioned that love is attachment, that love is worries and troubles, and love is contamination, and love is a clinging. And Grandmaster taught us that if someone starts from love and become hate and the kind of hatred that can shake the earth that's why Grandmaster especially warned us to counter this because the compassion in Buddhism in the eyes of normal people could be misunderstood as love and therefore there will be a lot of problems. For example, more than 30 years ago in Taiwan, we established a charitable, Taita Charitable Association, and to help the poor. But gradually, it caused a lot of difficulties for us because at the end of the month, there are a lot of there's a long line waiting asking for money and then if you're slow then they started to curse and say that we are not good people and we are not compassionate and it became it was taken for granted so only compassion without wisdom is not enough. So let me thought that the modern sicknesses it's because we are biased towards certain things and we lose balance or because we are over in a certain aspects and lose harmony and then it would become cancer so it destroys the structure so if you love too deep toward people toward things toward incidents then it would lose fairness and then it would become greed, anger, and delusion. It's just like what's being reported on the television news. That our Two Buddha school, practicing the Two Buddha Tantra,
观世音菩萨的
we can attain we can have the attain the compassion of the 观音菩萨 the wisdom of Manjushri Bodhisattva and the Dharma power of the Vajrahan Bodhisattva
then
compassion plus wisdom plus Dharma power then it's not a reincarnation it's not Nirvana it's not the middle way it's not emptiness it's not non-emptiness and it's arriving at what? That it is difficult to hear the Buddha Dharma and to meet the true Buddhist master and in this true Buddha school big family let's all visualize Grand Master on top of our crown to honor the Guru, treasure the Dharma and practice diligently and to persevere in our cultivation until we have attainments and I hope that under the blessing of Grand Master we are all auspicious and that all of our wishes come true Here I would like to represent everyone to invite Grand Master to give us Dharma teaching. Homage to the monk Liao Ming.
Sakya Zhenkong Sang Shi.
Master Sakya Zhenkong.
16世 Da Bao Pa Wang Karmapa.
The 16th Dharma King Karmapa.
Daji Sang Shi.
And Master Dubden Daji.
Jing Li Tan Chen San Bao.
Homage to the three jewels represented on the altar.
主持 Lian Zhu Sang Shi.
The presiding Master Lian Zhu. 四母。
啊，各位上师。
All masters, Dharma educators,
各位法师,
all Dharma teachers,
各位同门,
all disciples,
网路上的同门,
disciples over the internet, let all be auspicious.
啊，刚刚开始的时候，我们是听
at the beginning, we listened to Reverend Xin Mei.
他讲啊，我听得很清楚、哦、第一个他讲成佛要很久要经过三大阿僧祇劫、
First she said that、to become a Buddha it takes a long time it requires three kalpas three great kalpas second
因缘的故事
That we want to finish the causes and conditions, and she talked about a story about it. And the third one is that we want to.
Xin Mei 法师以前他说法，我是
so that we can attain enlightenment and that attain Buddhahood.In the past, I couldn't understand Reverend Xin Mei's Dharma teaching. I can understand Buddha's talking, but I cannot understand Reverend Xin Mei's talking. So her realm must be very high.
This,
she has an advantage, also our advantage. Whatever she says, whatever words she scolds, we don't understand. But if we scold her, she would understand. So it's our advantage. And her disadvantage. So I have a question to ask Reverend Xin Mei.
是哪一点最美?
Which point of your heart is the most beautiful?
你的心是哪一点最美?
Which point of your heart is the most beautiful?
Oh, 学佛.
Studying Buddhism.
应该是很好的答案.
It should be a good answer.
很不错啦，很不错.
That's pretty good.
因为还没有很多法师以前
Before so many Dharma teachers, reference Sinmei is here already.
他还是在。
And she's still here after so many other Dharma teachers.
所以她是在真实在学习佛法。
So she is very true in her studying Buddhism. What she said, I could not understand earlier.
她今天晚上讲的话很奇怪。
But it's very strange. I could understand what she meant.
这可见他学佛是进步啊。
So it indicated that she had missed progress in her Buddhist practice.
我们刚刚也听莲祖上师讲的。
And we also listened to Reverend 莲祖 I mean Master 莲祖。
预防。啊。
And talking about preventative medicine.
预防的医学。
That studying Buddhism is like the preventative medicine. Actually, that's not incorrect. There's a saying. You eat something, then you are something. So you are what you eat.
You are something. 我讲的是啊。
So what I said.Was poor English.
哇，我不愿意讲得太正确，因为讲得太正确。
I don't want to say it.
人家会感觉到
very accurately because then people would feel shock.
刚刚听了有人听到我的英文以后说 why?
When someone heard me speaking English, they asked why.
Grandmaster Lu said something, I don't know. This Master 上师是讲戒修行。
So Master 莲祖 talked about that we can eradicate our karma by cultivating and also increasing our merits.
中观正见。
Then we're studying the middle way, and that we have to balance compassion and wisdom. We cannot be biased toward compassion or toward wisdom, and that disasters come from our words, that we shouldn't say too much.You know, perhaps you want to please others, and then it resulted in the opposite result. I also have a story.
有一个成名的作家到一个小镇。
There's a famous author went to a small town, and there was a bookshop that welcomed him.They felt that it's an author.And so he displayed the books of these authors and took down all the books of the other authors. So when this author went to the small town and visited the bookshop, the owner of the bookshop welcomed him very much. And then he saw that on the bookshelf areall his books, so he was very shocked and he asked, how about the books from other authors? And the owner of the bookshop couldn't say anything, so he said, oh, because they were all sold out.
这个是祸从口出啊。
So disasters coming out from the mouth.
本来想要讨好这位作家的。
He had the intention to please this author.
所以师尊的书啊，在书籍很难买得到。
But it's very hard to find Grandmaster's books in the bookshops.
哎，我也不知道我的书销路好不好。
I don't know whether the sales were very good or because every time I go to the bookshop in Taiwan looking for my books, there are not very many. And some are very old. Only a few of them. And there are none of the newer books. And I feel very happy because I feel as if my books were sold out as soon as it was published. So when we asked the computer, no, it's not asking the computer. We went to the information counter and the sales lady. I want to buy this book. Do you have it? And I assume that she would say, oh, the books are all sold out. But her answer was like this sometimes. We don't sell any books by this author. So for that lady, disasters came out from her mouth. So ever since, I never go to that bookshop to buy any books.
好，我们再谈谈这个六祖坛经。
So let's now talk about the Platform Sutra of 慧能。
他在这个听到金刚经以后，就请
慧能 after listening to the Diamond Sutra。
那么客人也回答了。
He asked the guest。
五祖。
And the guest answered。
的弟子。
That he was the disciple of the fifth Zen patriarch, Hongren, of the Baolin Temple of Huangmi, Sun Mountain. That he studied there. And Huineng, the sixth patriarch, was very happy and told the guest that he.Also wanted to pay obeisance to the fifth patriarch Hongren and became his disciple. And so they had great affinity. So this affinity that Reverend Xin Mei talked about earlier. So they had.Great affinity, and the guest said, I'll give you money and fees for you to go. And then Huineng said, but I have an old mother, and if I go there to study Buddhism, what would happen to my mother? And this guest was very kind, and he said, I'll give you money for your mother. Let her be cared for.
这个黄梅
Then you go to the Huangmei County.
六祖很高兴，他就把这个
And Huineng was very pleased and had her mother cared for and then left for the Hongren, the fifth patriarch.
这里有一个道理在这个父母
So there's this theory, when your parents are still living, that we don't travel far. So there's this saying that you don't travel far when your parents are still living, unless you make sure that your parents are cared for, then you can travel.That's the filial piety of Huineng. So in order to study Buddhism, you need to be sure that your family or your parents are being cared for, that they can live their lives at ease and at peace. So the Buddha does not abandon the common norm that as long as you study Buddhism, you can leave behind everything. That would create a controversy in society. So in order to be ordained in Buddha school, you need the approval of your family members. If your parents are not alive, then you need the approval of your spouses. Only then you can become ordained. Unless they have a very sharp and strong spiritual root and can cut off and abandon everything. This kind of people are very few and far in between. So for us, we need to be sure that our parents and family are being well cared for. Then you can enter into monkhood or nunhood. So we're telling anyone who wants to enter into the Sangha, first you need to do your filial piety to make sure that your family and your parents are well cared for. Only then you can become ordained. Then this way, we are responsible to our family, our parents, to ourselves, to the society. So Huineng, after making sure that his mother is being well cared for, he went to Huangmei County and traveled for 30 days by foot. At that time, there was no planes or cars. He walked for 1 month before he arrived at Huangmei County. So when he arrived at the Hongren, the fifth patriarch, he paid homage to Hongren immediately, and Hongren asked him, "Where did you come from? What are you seeking by coming here?" And Huineng answered, "I came from Lingnan." The Cantonese would know what Lingnan people is. The South Ling or the North Ling. There's this poem that said that the lychee are red on the north and the south of the mountain. So the Cantonese would know about this Lingnan place.
想要成佛,
and Huineng said, "I want to become a Buddha." But
中国大陆的人就讲说要搞佛,
and the Chinese of the mainland China would say, "I want to be a Buddha." It's just a slang.
我是搞佛的,
I do Buddha. It's like that. I do Buddha.
这个做佛啦, 做佛, 做主,
or become a Buddha, or become the Lord. So the slang in mainland China is strange. They say that way.
这个红人就问了,
so Hongren asked Huineng,
岭南人啊, 是葛寮,
the people from the south, Lingnan, is a barbarian. This is not a nice word, so it's a barbarian. It's not sophisticated. It's not literate. It's not cultured. How can they become a Buddha? People that's not cultured, how could they become a Buddha?
Oh, this. 红人很不客气哦,
So Hongren was not very polite. Actually, we should be polite when we talk. As a guru, as a teacher, because everybody is a good person, how could you say that? How could a barbarian become a Buddha? Hongren just wanted to inflict upon Hui Neng. He wanted to. But Hui Neng's answer was incredible. He said, well, there's a differentiation between the northerners and southerners. But the Buddha nature, there's no difference in the Buddha nature. There's no the northern Buddha or southern Buddha. Of course, we have that in terms of names. The Amoghasiddhi Buddha in the north and Ratnasambhava Buddha in the south. But the Buddha nature is the same. So he, in turn, educated Hongren. That Buddha nature is the same. And that being said, Hongren regarded Hui Neng as extraordinary, not just a normal, an ordinary person. He wanted to say more, but the other masters around, Si Mu, presiding master, they're glaring at them. So the fifth patriarch knew about the human's hearts. Prior to their enlightenment, they can be envious. They can be jealous. So today, if Grandmaster Lu say a few more words to a certain person, maybe it's fine. But if I care for that person a little more, or I observe or look at that person more, or talk more, sometimes it's not acceptable. Because the hearts of the people can get envious or jealous. Like when Grandmaster is giving a divination or spiritual consultation, some people ask a little bit more. People that were in line would felt resentful, especially if it was a beautiful lady and Grandmaster took a little bit longer, then problems would arise. Someone would say, look, you know, when it's a younger lady, then it would take a little bit longer. And then if it's an older person, they would be chased away right away. But that's not the case. That's just a joke.
上回不是讲了一个笑话吗?
I've said a joke last time. There was an old lady bringing her granddaughter seeing a Chinese doctor. And the Chinese doctor noticed that the granddaughter is very beautiful and said, oh, take off your clothes in order to examine her. Because Chinese medical doctor would require that to be examined. And then the old lady said, it's not my granddaughter who's sick, it's me. And then the medical doctor said, oh, just stick out your tongue then. Like the Chinese medical practitioner would look at your face and ask you to stick out your tongue, and then would feel your pulse.
诊脉。
Yeah, feel the pulse.
这个五祖啊，坐在台上，一看到他旁边。
So Hong Ren, the fifth patriarch, was surrounded by many disciples.
讲这句话。
And this person just came and said that.
这个五祖就点头。
And the fifth patriarch nodded his head and felt that this person had sharp spiritual root wisdom. So he wanted to test Hui Neng. And he said, fine. Just do all the the errands of the temple, like at the correspondence center at the Tantric Quarter. You just paste the stamps. Or you fold the paper lotus because we are going to have a grand ceremony. Or you just go to the kitchen and prepare meals for us.
就叫他去做工作。
So ask Hui Neng to do some lowly jobs.
五祖弘忍呢，他看到这个
，and
慧能呢，慧能看到五祖。
And 慧能
他就跟
慧能followed the instruction.
常常自己有一些智慧跑出来。
And he said that in his heart, there's still a lot of wisdoms that would appear naturally.
我这个智慧是不离开自信的。我的智慧。
That my wisdom,
我自己的佛性。
My wisdom is not, does not leave my own Buddha nature.
福田刚刚
I feel that this is the field of merits. Master Lian Zhu also mentioned about that.
就是这个就是福分啊。
So this is the merits.
这五祖一听啊。
And the fifth patriarch listening to that knew that this was truly someone with sharp spiritual root.Because what he said came out naturally from his heart. And the fifth patriarch answered, You, this barbarian, although your spiritual root is sharp, but your mouth is also very sharp. Go to the horse stable at the back and cut the firewoods.
然后呢，用脚去
and use your legs to grind the rice, to pound the rice. At that time, we don't have rice mill. So,
碾米厂，那时候做碾米厂，
红人had this rice mill. So only the rich people have rice mill. My home. Because we have a lot of fields, and my grandfather collected all the rice and established the rice mills. And the edible oil, it's not the petroleum oil.If it had been petroleum oil, wow. We don't have, I don't have to sit here giving you teachings. I would have become a nobleman. So the sixth patriarch was dispatched to do some lowly jobs.To pound the rice. And this was because the fifth patriarch wanted to test him whether he had the endurance to stay. here with Grandmaster, there are also people with sharp spiritual wisdom. And they are very sharp. And they are very close to enlightenment. And we can say that they are already enlightened. They already have the true understanding of the mind and seeing of its own nature, the self-nature. In the future, I want to transmit the Dharma to him or her, but I cannot say who, because if I said so, Master Lianzu and all these masters, they would glare at this person. The glares that's very intimidating and imposing. And perhaps it would be difficult for this person to stay. Then he or she would have to run to a faraway place. So the masters, the Dharma educators, the Dharma teachers, and the lay practitioners here,
有的已经, 啊, 境界非常高了,
there are some who have a very high attainments, but
这个接近于明心见性的地,
what I found out, what I discovered was that disciples who are very close to the perfect enlightenment is a laity. That's what I discovered. At that time, there were a lot of monks and nuns surrounding Hongren, the fifth patriarch. And the laity, the sixth patriarch, or Huineng, was not ordained then, a laity. So Hongren did not want to say too much to him, only knew in his heart about Huineng's spiritual root is very sharp. Today, we also have... But in the future, when you obtain the Dharma or the mind transmission, then you still have to hide or to go to a very faraway place. Otherwise, you would be intimidated out of the school. At that time, when I went to visit the Li Binan, lay practitioner, the lay tea master, Li Binan, I said, I want to become a Buddha. And he asked, what sutra did you read? And I said, the Platform Sutra of Huineng. And this lay master said, you would not understand that sutra. He was right. The lay tea master Li said it correctly, that at that time I could not understand, but today I understand. I have been enlightened to it. That I've transcended. I've transcended the birth and death. Birth and death.
那么习性呢, 也了了,
that all my habitual tendencies are also transcended.
啊, 大家知道啊, 我们儒家是祖传的红面鸭的家族。 红, 什么叫红面鸭的家族?
We all know that the Lu families has the custom of the red duck face. What it means is that with one statement, immediately you would be enraged and get very angry and you would hit people. My grandfather was like that. That's what I heard, because when I was born, my grandpa had passed away. His heart was very kind. but his fire of anger can be aroused immediately, and he would be enraged, and then immediately it would be eliminated, and then he has great and kind heart and do a lot of good deeds. I cannot say anything about my father. I would just say Amitabha. I only recite the Buddha.
Amitabha, Amitabha. 以前我年少少不更事，当我在说法说得非常高兴的时候，
When I was young, when I was giving Dharma teaching, all of a sudden my father would be enraged, and then I knew that the world would come to an end. In the past, I was also easily enraged. I had a bad temper. Now I am not anymore. No more. No more. Now, when I heard, this is something that's very hurting. Then I'll just get away. Being jealous is really not a good thing. It can become a great disaster. Envy is also very bad. It can become a great disaster. So all these habitual tendencies, rage, these habits we have to change. As the spiritual cultivators, when we encounter adversity, or if someone insulted you, or even using words, or then you just recite Amitabha. Or inflict something on you. We have to transform our own habitual tendencies. What do we do in our spiritual cultivation is to eliminate all the bad habits and the bad tendencies. When we completely eliminate all the habits and tendencies, then you would become a sage. Greed, anger or aggression, delusion, then jealousy, envy, pride, anger or rage, they're not good. Because they can become big disasters. Especially if you push it. What's that called? You cannot you need to digest it and eliminate it. Some people just endure it, and then they accumulate it, and then they would explode at the end, and that's not good. What do I use to transform it? I use my enlightenment to transform it. Do you know that enlightenment can transform
it?
Once you're enlightened, you can transform anything. Like love, what Master Lian Zhu was talking about. Love is very scary. If you love someone, that's scary. it's someone loves you, it's even scarier.
更恐怖哦。
It's even scarier.
真的是很恐怖，很爱是。
It really is very scary. Love is very scary.
要很谨慎。
You have to be extremely cautious. Very careful.
实在是太执着了。
Because love is just too attached.
同门啊，女同门。
Too much attachment. Like there was a female disciple who wrote a letter to the Tantric Order and asked Grandmaster for a talisman. And I want my husband to eat it, to take it, so that my husband can only see me and not see others.
让你先生只能够看你。
How could there be a talisman like that, so that your husband can only see you and not others? She did not know that love is everlasting.
结婚以后呢
？That after marriage,
能够支撑多久
？How much longer can you endure it? That would be the question.
爱啊。刚开始的时候，女生是对男生。
At the beginning of love,
结婚
the female, the woman would be loud to the man, and after marriage, the man would be loud to the woman.
爱啊，刚开始的时候啊
，love at the beginning,
在餐厅啊等他的女朋友。
That the man would be waiting for his girlfriend in the restaurants, but after marriage,
太太啊，在客厅。
Then the wife would wait for the husband in the living room.
这个就是爱。
That's what's called love.
要和平一点，和平。
You need to be more peaceful.Peacefully live together.
其实啊，真的爱跟恨哦，真的是在一起的，是在。
Really, love and hate is together.
你能够忍受
？If you can endure,
能够忍受
？If a man can endure,
交男朋友吗？
Can a man endure his wife having an affair with another man? Can a woman endure your own husband having an affair with another woman? That's the most difficult one. That's the most difficult thing to endure.
如果呢，你真的开悟了
But if you're truly enlightened,
这个也是了。
Then you would transcend this too.
你为什么会产生恨呢
？Why would you have hatred?
就是有这几重关系存在，这几重关系存在。
Because of this interrelationships.
所以你能够开悟，你。
So if you can become enlightened,
恨也能够了，这个才叫开悟。
Or if you can transcend even this kind of hatred, then you're enlightened. If you don't arrive at that realm, then it would be impossible for you to become enlightened.
很不容易啊。
It's not easy.
释迦牟尼佛在菩提树下。
It's not easy at all.
终于。
Buddha Sakyamuni under the Bodhi tree, eventually, ultimately, was enlightened.
这真是啊。平等性质
And he knew that everything was equal. It's equality among all. And it's the mirror-like wisdom. So I ask you to ponder. And there are a lot of disciples who sent letters or facts, and some wrote it inside the red envelope.And some just said it to me directly.
大家都说得不错，每一个人都讲得很好。
And everyone said it very well.
都很接近。
And not bad. Some of them are very close.
有几个
But among them, there are few.
是接近的接近。
It's cannot be closer. It's very, very close. But with one pointing, then he would understand. It's very, very close.
什么叫做大圆镜智
what is called the mirror-like wisdom?
什么叫做平等性智
What is the wisdom of equality?
讲的那个故事、啊这个、
Especially the story that I said last time.
脱毛的狮子
The lion who had shed his fur、
啊、
and the dog.One of them is stronger, the other one is weaker. So the stronger one and the weaker one, when would they live in equality, side by side?
很了不起的，这个
慧能
有大智慧。
It's incredible that 慧能 had the great wisdom.
这个禅宗因为慧能的大智慧。
So the Zen Buddhism, because of the great wisdom of Hui Neng, was transmitted over and over, and there were many disciples. But the truly enlightened, how many of them are truly enlightened, especially nowadays? So, out of the four great Buddhist schools in Taiwan, three of them are Zen,
圣严法师,
of the Zen lineage, like Master Seng Yan is also a Zen
法师, 他也是禅宗,
of Zen lineage, and Master
星云法师,
or the Reverend
到后来呢,
八戒, 维杰,
戒红, 哦, 八个宗派他都红, 但是他其实他的原来是禅宗。
Although he was embraced all the eight different schools, but his origin was Zen Buddhism. And my teacher, the Wu Ming Zhang Lao. Oh, no, it's not the teacher. The Master Wu Ming, also from Zen Buddhism.
那么几个真正开悟的，我们不敢说。
But how many of them are truly enlightened? It's difficult to say.
你们要知道，什么是大圆镜智。
But you need to know what is the mirror-like wisdom and what is the wisdom of equality.
什么是法界体性。
And what is the Dharma nature, the wisdom of the Dharma nature.
是很了不起。
These are all incredible.
正言法场，我们密教修行啊，
正言法场，
你修到
is the Dharma store of the true words, and we cultivate until we see our Buddha nature.
见证到了，寄生
that you ultimately see it, and in the
根本上的
in the original bliss.
It's
what is that? That's the original bliss.
你再进一步,
and then the next step, it would be the great completion. It's the realm of the great completion.
禅宗的开悟的理,
and this is the concept or the theory of enlightenment of Zen Buddhism.
开悟的理, 你知道了什么是开悟,
then you know what enlightenment is.The concept is there. Then you apply it according to this concept of enlightenment. Then you would be a complete person.
就是 perfect.
A perfect person.
就是 perfect. 完美的，非常完美的。
Very perfect.
我们今天修行在理上。
So in our cultivation, after we gain the realization in the in concepts, then you need to apply it and to realize them.
就变成非常的 perfect.
then you would become very perfect.
今天我能够这个
So today,
在这里啊，坐在法座上
Seated on this Dharma throne, can give you this Dharma teaching.
这也是经过了千辛万苦的所有种种
This after enduring all different kinds of trainings and all hardships and difficulties without any attachment to anything. So I've gone through all kinds of tests and all kinds of hardships and difficulties and challenges that today I canhave great self-mastery and be at, completely at ease. Otherwise, I would have become crazy. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. I'm going to erupt. So today, I can be seated here, very centered and calm, becauseI know the ultimate truth of enlightenment.
So I will be able to do anything in
the future, no matter what I do, it's always very perfect. We all need to understand to train ourselves and eliminate all the habitual tendencies, Om Mani Padme Hum.